This little gospel today, the gospel passage, reminds me of some of the things that are happening in our time. Earthquakes in Italy, Japan, China, Haiti. And then we have, I think, the greatest sign, ISIS. They are persecuting the Christians, children, women and men. They are put to death because of their belief in Jesus Christ. Exactly what Jesus is saying today. And I have to say, it seems like nobody cares what's going on. We have the United Nations. They sit and talk and smoke cigars and drink martinis. And they think that the ISIS is a troop of Boy Scouts. They are not concerned. But Jesus said, do not be afraid. And as you know, as the gospel says, we are surrounded by signs. Some signs are polite. You go in a doctor's office and you find a sign, thanks for not smoking. And then you go some other place, it just says plainly, no smoking allowed. When I was in San Francisco, there was a lady, a parishioner, who somehow didn't care too much about signs. She told me she got a ticket. I said, what happened? Well, she said, I was going to work at the City Hall, McAllister Street, I believe. The police stopped me. He said, lady, you know what you just did? She said, what? You just went to a stop sign. No, she said. Yes, it's right behind you. She said, that's funny. I have been coming this road for about 20 years. I never seen it. In today's gospel, Jesus gives us some signs which precede his coming in glory. He is not trying to push us around. Jesus just wants us to be prepared to see his glory. Now about the temple in Jerusalem, the Jewish historian Josephus describes the wonder of the temple of Jerusalem built by King Solomon. It's what the gospel is speaking about. And he says, it was covered with gold. At the rising of the sun, reflected back a fiery splendor, and from a distance, it looked like a mountain covered with snow, for those parts not covered with gold were exceedingly white. Now, this is what the disciples and the people were contemplating when Jesus said, a day is coming when not one stone will be left upon another. Now, this was hard to believe, for you could not conceive Jerusalem without the temple. As you know, we are approaching the end of the liturgical year. That's why the Gospels are preparing us for that too. Next Sunday, the Feast of Christ the King. And then we start the first Sunday of Advent, New Year's for the church. And there was a time when preachers took the occasion to preach hell and fire and damnation when they read this gospel. Now, St. Paul was wiser than most preachers, though he was haunted by the coming of Christ. He says to us, but be possessed by love and hope. As you know, life comes in stages. You are born, we have these beautiful babies here. By the way, where are they? There's only one. They're gone? Oh, they're right here. Anyway, there are babies, and then you become what we call a teenager. Parents, remember that. And then you become a middle-aged person. And then when aches and pains start coming in. And finally, you are a senior citizen. We can call it the Aspen generation. Or somebody told me before me, he said, that's when your knees buckle, but your belt does not. But you know, senior citizens have some privileges too. When I was in Berkeley, it was a Sunday morning. I went to have some breakfast. There was no bread. So I ran to Safeway, not too far away. And it was 6 a.m. in the morning. Nobody there, just me and an elderly lady. But there was only one counter open. This lady had a mountain of food on the cart. And I was in a rush. I didn't have time. One loaf of bread. I said, lady, I said, can't you see the sign there? 15 items or less. She said, yes, but I am a senior citizen, she said. So, okay. Anyway, we begin somehow to believe that one day we are to go to our eternal home. Some start making arrangements in the cemetery. They want a nice view. I don't know who is going to see it. And others, they also want a sunny spot. I am one of them. I want to be in a sunny spot. Otherwise, leave me in the house. You know? Anyway, the only thing important is that we be prepared. We are all destined to die someday. But relax and be joyful. The gospel is good news. We are to share Christ's glorious resurrection. If we follow Christ and his gospel, then our lives will be harmonious and happy, and that symphony of our lives will be perfected in heaven, in God's kingdom. Imagine all these instruments of our lives directed by the supreme composer and maestro forever. Now we know that we live in the human condition, and the evil, the lawless one, may have his day. But there comes a time when God says, you cannot go any further. God will place Christ's enemies beneath his feet. At the end of time, Jesus Christ will be exalted and justified. What a triumph for Christ and his church. He who was unjustly judged now will be the judge. Then we will find the answer to many unanswered questions. There is too much unrewarded good, too much pain in the lives of so many good people, too much lawless pleasure in the lives of the wicked. But justice will prevail. One day, the books will be balanced and adjusted. They will be open. So let us look with hope and trust in the coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, be not afraid. That was the theme of St. John Paul II. Whenever he went to a country, the first thing he told the people, be not afraid. I repeat that statement again. Be not afraid. For in the final analysis, God is in control. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.